भगवते वासुदेवाय। First verse I will read myself, the other two verses are there in the board that we can repeat. Shri Yudhishthira uvacha devarshaye tadichchamo veditum tava suvrata yadatmajaya shuddhaya pitadhat sadavehyagham. Translation: Maharaj Yudhishthira said, O best of the saints among the demigods, O best of spiritual readers, how did Hiranyakashipu give so much trouble to Prahlad Maharaj, the pure and exalted saint, although Prahlada was his own son? I wish to know about this subject from you. Purport of this verse: To know about the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the characteristics of his pure devotee, one must inquire from authorities like Devarshi Narada. One cannot inquire about transcendental subject matters from a layman. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 3.25.25, Satam prasangan mama virya samvido bhavanti hrutkarna rasayana katha tajoshanatashvapavarghavatmani Shraddharatir Bhaktir Anukramishyati. Only by association with devotees can one authoritatively understand the position of the Lord and his devotees. A devotee like Narada Muni is addressed as Suvrata. Su means good and Vrata means O. Thus, the word Suvrata refers to a person who has nothing to do with the material world, which is always bad. One cannot understand anything spiritual from a materialistic scholar puffed up with academic knowledge. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 18.55, Bhaktyamam abhijanati yavan ischasmi tattvatah tatomam tattvato gyatva vishate tat anantaram. One must try to understand Krishna by devotional service and from a devotee. Therefore, Yudhishthira Maharaj was quite right in wanting to learn further about Prahlad Maharaj from Sri Narada Muni. So now the next two verse, which is in the board. Yeah, for 45 and 46. Oh, sorry. Okay, let me read 45 also. Putran vipratikulan swan pithara putra vatsala upalalabhante shikshartham naivagham apharo yatha. Translation: A father and mother are always affectionate to their children. When the children are disobedient, the parents chastise them, not due to enmity, but only for the child's instruction and welfare. How did Hiranyakashipu, the father of Prahlad Maharaj, chastised such a noble son? This is what I am eager to know. Now the last verse of this chapter, which is also in the board, we'll try to repeat. Kim utanuvasan sadhums Kim utanuvasan sadhums Tadrushan Guru Devatan Tadrushan Guru Devatan Etat Kautuhalam Brahman Etat Kautuhalam Brahman Asmakam Vidhama Prabhu Asmakam vidhama prabhu Pitu putraya yadvesho Pitu putraya yadvesho Maranaya prayojitah Maranaya prayojitah. किम्बुतानुवशान् साधुम् तादृशान् गुरुदेवतान् एतत् कौतूहलं ब्रह्मन् अस्माकं विधमप्रभो पितुः पुत्राय यद्वेषो मरणाय प्रयोजितः किम्बुतानुवशान् साधुम् तादृशान् गुरुदेवतान् एतत् कौतूहलं ब्रह्मन् अस्माकं विधमप्रभो पितुः पुत्राय यद्वेषो मरणाय प्रयोजितः तादृशान् गुरुदेवतान् एतत् कौतूहलं ब्रह्मन् अस्माकं विधमप्रभो पितुः पुत्राय यद्वेषो मरणाय प्रयोजितः Transliteration. Translation purport by His Divine Grace E.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Jai Srila Prabhupada. Kim uta much less anuvashan to obedient and perfect sons. Sadhun great devotees. Tadrishan of that sort. Guru Devatan, honoring the Father as a Supreme Personality of Godhead. Etat, this, Kautuhalam, doubt. Brahman, O Brahmana, Asmakam, of us, Vidhama, dissipate. Prabho, O my Lord, Pituhu, of the Father, Putraya, unto the Son, Ya, which, Veshaha, Envy, Maranaya, for killing, Prayojitaha, applied. Translation. Please repeat. Maharaja Yudhishthira further inquired, how was it possible for a father to be so violent toward an exalted son who was obedient, well behaved, and respectful to his father. O Brahmana, O Master, I have never heard of such a contradiction as an affectionate father's punishing his noble son with the intention of killing him. Kindly dissipate our doubts in this regard. Purport, it's a small purport. In the history of human society, an affectionate father is rarely found to chastise a noble and devoted son. Therefore, Maharaja Yudhishthira wanted Narada Muni to dissipate his doubt. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 7th canto, 4th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam entitled Hiranyakashipu Terrorizes the Universe. Before I start to speak on the Bhagavatam, I seek all the blessings of the assembled Vaishnavas, Srila Prabhupada, my spiritual master, and all my Shiksha Gurus. So Hiranyakashipu terrorizes this universe. Basically, this chapter, having got the desired boon, whatever Brahma was able to give to Hiranyakashipu, having obtained this boon, Hiranyakashipu started misusing those boons which he received from Brahma and started harassing all the living entities, which includes all the demigods. So in this, the initial chapters goes like this, like how he terrorizes the demigods and all these things. And later, all the demigods, they went to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and they were praying for help. And the Lord promises them at the right time that he will come. And Hiranyakashipu, that he will get a devotee as his son. When he starts offending his devotee's son, and at the right time, that the Lord will come and save all the demigods. And that's how the Lord promises the demigods. So then Narada Muni started describing about the wonderful characteristics of Prahlad Maharaj, that he is a Mahabhagavata, and that all his and whenever there is a discussion, even within the demigods and within the demons, any association or assembly of devotees, that there is not an instant that we will miss to quote Prahlad Maharaj. So he is such a great personality that in any assembly he is quoted, that he is a perfect example of a Mahabhagavata devotee. And Narada Muni also says that Krishna Graha Grihit Atma. And Prabhupada mentions in his purport that how a person is affected by some planet like Rahu, Ketu and all these planets. Prahlad Maharaj was always influenced by the supreme planet Krishna. Like he was always for the Smaranam, he is the best example. Prahlad Maharaj was the best example for a Smaranam, the 9 process of devotional service. He was always in thought of the Supreme Lord. And that's why Narada Muni says that Krishna Graha Grihit Atma, how the different grahas attacks a person, influences. Same way Prahlad Maharaj was influenced by Krishna, the supreme planet. And having described the, after hearing these descriptions of Prahlad Maharaj from Narada Muni, Yudhishthira Maharaj asked these questions. Like how such an exalted devotee like Prahlad Maharaj was tortured by his own father Hiranyakashipu. And that's the verse today. And that's the 3 verses today. The first one is, my dear Yudhishthira, Maharaja Yudhishthira asked, O best of the saints among the demigods, how did Hiranyakashipu give so much trouble to Prahlad Maharaj, the pure and exalted saint, although Prahlad was his own son? I wish to know about this subject from you. Continuing, a father and mother are always affectionate to their children. When the children are disobedient, the parents chastise them, not due to enmity, but only for the child's instruction and welfare. How did Hiranyakashipu, the father of Prahlad Maharaj, chastise such a noble son? This is what I am eager to know. And again, Maharaja Yudhishthira is inquiring further. How was it possible for a father to be so violent toward an exalted son who was obedient well behaved and respectful to his father. O Brahmana, O master, I have never heard of such a contradiction as an affectionate father's punishing his noble son with the intention of killing him. Kindly dissipate our doubts in this regard. So Yudhishthira Maharaj is asking these questions to Narada Muni. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada explains that if one has to learn about devotional service, one must inquire from authorities like Sri Narada Muni, one of the Mahajan. Mahajano yena gata sa pantaha. So one must try to follow the footsteps of the Mahajans. So in this context, Srila Prabhupada quotes the third canto Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the glories of devotional service. Again, it is Kapila Shiksha. Kapila Dev instructs to his mother Devahuti about the glories of devotional service. That is 25th chapter and 25th verse. Satam Prasangan Mamavirya Samvido Bhavanti Hrutkarna Rasayana Katha. Prasangan, the intimate association of devotees discussing about the pastimes of the Lord. The same shloka Srila Prabhupada quotes in the fourth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, where in the ninth chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, fourth canto, ninth chapter, Dhruva Charita basically. Dhruva Maharaj, after seeing the Supreme Lord, he's asking the benediction, O Lord, please bless me that I always be in the association of your devotees, so that they glorify the pastimes of the Lord. And how a river flows towards the sea, like that without any diversion, I want to hear the glories of the Lord in the association of devotees. So the Supreme Lord himself is standing before Dhruva Maharaj, but in spite of that, Dhruva Maharaj is asking for the blessings of the association of the Lord. So in that verse also, particular verse which speaks about the association, the importance of association, Shri Prabhupada again quotes this famous verse of Kapila Dev, Satam Prasangan Mamavirya Samvido, that how by intimate association with devotees that we can know about the Supreme Lord. Shri Prabhupada says that one cannot understand anything from a materialistic person though he reads Srimad Bhagavatam and Vedic literatures. The Srimad Bhagavatam or the glories of devotional service on the devotees can be learnt only from a devotee. Srila Prabhupada also says in that particular purport, association of the devotees means association of the Lord. And how that association take place? It's not like just speaking and just going. It's like association is of taking association. How in that association, what happens? How can I improve in my devotional service practically? How can I progress? What are the mistakes I am doing? What is the problem with me to progress? And in that, basically, that is association. That association is revealed by Sri Rupa Goswami in Upadeshamrita, that dadati pratigrihnati guhyamakhyati prichiti. How that association has to take place, revealing one's mind confidentially and inquiring confidentially to a senior devotee who can guide us in the right path so that we can progress. And how to hear when the question of hearing arises, how to hear? We have to hear with the open mind. The open mind is very important. So there's a nice analogy devotees explain. For a parachute, when it has to go up, it has to open up. So with the same way, with an open mind, we should hear the instructions of the senior devotees, Srila Prabhupada, and we should read Srila Prabhupada's purport with the open mind. So how the parachute, if it opens only, it can go up. Same way, with the open mind, if we hear the instructions of Srila Prabhupada and all our previous acharyas and devotees, definitely we can progress in our devotional service. And that is association. That is the benefit of taking association. Learning shlokas together, that is the benefit of association. Learning the schedule, how this devotee is managing with so many things, and in spite of all his services, all her services, how she is able to take time out to read Srila Prabhupada's books. That is association. That is the benefit of taking association and giving association. When we are given a chance to go and preach somewhere, and whatever we learnt in taking association, that we are going to give the association to other devotees who are trying to progress in their devotional service. So that is the there is the beauty of association. It's not just we are coming learning together. That's how am I able to progress in my devotional service? With this open mind, if we come and read the Prabhupada books, that is the meaning of taking association. And when we take association nicely with the open mind, then we can give association. And that is how association is all about. Srila Prabhupada also speaks about that we cannot understand anything spiritual from a materialistic scholar puffed up with academic knowledge. So Srimad Bhagavatam contains all the principles of the Varnashram ashramas. How to manage, how to be a Brahmana, how to be a Kshatriya, how to be a Shudra. It's very explicitly explained by Srila Prabhupada in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam and also in other cantos also. We don't have to go to any outside materialistic people to take their principles to adjust to our Krishna conscious principles. All the principles of how to manage and how to arrange the society, how to exit from this, whichever ashrama, everything is explained very nicely in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the principles. So expert devotees can extract these principles and we can teach the outside world. And we don't have to take guidance from the outside world, like how to adjust our thing and adjust to alter to our philosophy, taking their principles. Because Srila Prabhupada mentions that one cannot understand anything spiritual from a materialistic scholar puffed up with academic knowledge. Our acharyas, they are empowered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So the words of the acharyas are as good as the words of the Supreme Lord. So we don't have to go out of the way to learn something which our acharyas have already given in the Srimad Bhagavatam. With an open mind, if we read, we can get everything under the guidance of the superior devotees. And Prabhupada also says that we cannot understand anything spiritual from a materialistic person. So sometimes we tend to think that all the celebrities, the so-called celebrities, they become our role model. No, our role models are the Mahajanas who are there in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the stalwart devotees who are there in the Srimad Bhagavatam, because they are not devotees. How much ever great they may be, whatever they have done, still the lack of one quality, that they are not devotees. That's a very important, how much like celebrities, there are so many people who are very great, who are glorified every day in the newspapers. But Srila Prabhupada says that one cannot understand anything spiritual from a materialistic person. So the main qualification is a devotee. How he becomes a devotee? By hearing from a dhira, a person who is undisturbed, who is undisturbed authority, who is a sober person, is not bewildered by any change. So such a person, iti shushruma dhirana, Ishopanishad says, from whom we can hear, shushruma dhirana, from such a kind of a person who is a devotee, we must hear. Otherwise, how much ever great the material, the so-called celebrities may be, but we don't get anything by following them or by taking them as the role model. Our role models are there, so many devotees, especially the 12 Mahajans, Kunti Maharani, and a very, very wonderful character, Vindhyavali, who comes in the eighth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam and so many exalted devotees in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So we must take guidance from those devotees. Having said this, Srila Prabhupada, Yudhishthira Maharaj asked this question, how the being, Prahlad Maharaj being a noble and wonderful son, this Hiranyakashipu chastised him. And Yudhishthira Maharaj mentions here that parents generally chastise their children not due to enmity but for the welfare of the child. The welfare of the child, what we must understand as practicing devotees is the welfare of the child is the spiritual welfare. Srila Prabhupada mentions in the first canto, first chapter, I think 8th verse, that spiritual well-being is automatically followed by material well-being. So when we concentrate on the spiritual well-being, when we give importance to the spiritual well-being, automatically material well-being follows. When we concentrate more on the material being and later some stage we will take care of the spiritual being, means then it becomes difficult. Because what happens many times, the children who are born in a devotee family, it is their past birth, like they couldn't complete their devotional service. Then again, in 6th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, the Lord clearly says that Suchinam Srimatam Gehe, like how they take birth in a devotee family, just to continue their devotional service. So it is our duty, just we take care of their spiritual welfare as the first preference. And then comes the material well-being. And it's always not the case that chastisement means due to enmity. Chastisement is done for the welfare of the child. The child may not realize at an young age, and in the assembly of devotees, even we are realizing maybe now that in the past our parents would have chastised us for something, but that time we must have been angry with them. But now we are able to realize, oh, that is for my good, my parents have told. Like, no, that the child can't understand, because it is always the duty of a parent to guide the children. And again, Yudhishthira Maharaj in wonder, he's asking, like, how come such an obedient, well-behaved son is tortured by Hiranyakashipu? So Yudhishthira Maharaj asking, kindly dissipate our doubts in this regard. So Prabhupada again in the purport speaks, in the history of human society, like there is not such a case that affectionate father, he always chastises his son, not like Hiranyakashipu. So today takeaway message for us is that our responsibility as parents, that we guide our children towards the spiritual welfare, and the other thing is we always take guidance from devotees about to know the glories of devotional service, to advance in devotional service, and to attain the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord and serve eternally. So I think with this I can conclude my class. So any corrections, questions or comments, please most welcome.
Hare Krishna. Mataji, you were saying
Mataji, please keep the mic a little bit away. I'm not able to hear you. I'm sorry.
Like this? You were saying that spiritual welfare or material welfare follows spiritual welfare.
Yes.
Can you explain that a little bit?
For example, many times what happens is that in our devotee community I'm talking about, if a child is in studies, look, we give importance more to his material studies. Sometimes it happens, not with all the parents, I cannot say that. Generally it happens that we give most the important preference to material studies rather than spiritual, like for example chanting. When a child comes to higher studies, okay, like material study is important because this is a crucial time for you, we have heard, like we say to the children. That it's not the case, spiritual welfare, because the Acharya's words never go false. Srila Prabhupada specifically says that spiritual well-being is automatically followed by material well-being. So with the conviction, if we try to follow the words of Srila Prabhupada, automatically our children's lives get benefited. So that's how I told this.
Thank you.
any other questions? Yes.
Hare Krishna. I have seen some, a few devotees, they are struggling a lot with some heavy problems because of Rahu period.
Because of?
Rahu period.
Okay.
If you check the chart,
okay,
that devotee is in Rahu period, so they have heavy problems. But when you want to help them, I want to help them, but I cannot. But they are struggling a lot. What to do? How to help them?
One thing we have to understand is when we are practicing devotional service, not pure devotees. And the definition of pure devotional service is Anyavilashita Shunyam Jnana Karma Dhanavritam Anukulyena Krishnanu Shilanam Bhakti Ruktama. So all these planets, first of all, the pure devotee, they cannot attack. Pure devotional service is beyond these astrological things. And one thing is, materially, it may be a problem. For example, last week, my god sister Keshavi Mati is giving a class that when the astrologer checked her chart, they said that it will be a bad period for you. Like after 10 years, the astrologer said it would have been a bad period for you. That Mataji was saying, yeah, materially maybe it was bad because her parents rejected her, because she joined Krishna consciousness and so many things happened. But the end thing is, she came to Mayapur, she is serving in Mayapur Dham and so many things. So in a way we see it is progression towards devotional service. Materially it may be a bad thing. For example, I can give my own example. I built a palatial house in South India where I'm not living. So everyone said that the vastu is not good in this house, so that's why you are not able to live in the house. Okay, never mind. But the Lord arranged for me to live in Mayapur, Shida Mayapur, serving in Mayapur for the past 4 years. The vastu may not be good in my house which I built, but what is the ultimate result I got at the end? I'm living in Mayapur. The Lord has allowed me to live in Mayapur for 4 years, doing nice service to devotees. And I'm not bothered about that I'm not living in that house. I'm so happy living in Mayapur, serving the devotees. I think association of devotees, because not everyone, I understood that not everyone can, Mahaprabhu doesn't give permission to live in Dham for everyone. It's not like I have to say that it's by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and Mahaprabhu that I'm allowed, I don't know how long, but at present I'm allowed to live and serve the devotees. I think it clarifies.
I see that the devotee is suffering, you know, he's crying. And when I ask more questions, I don't know what to do. Honestly, I check the chart, I made a chart, and I can see it's a Rahu period. And then I say, okay, sorry, you know, the only one thing, you have like a 2-3 years only to suffer. And then finish the period of Rahu period, and then you will get Jupiter period. And then they are happy because they say, okay, 2 years more have to suffer. And then they are happy. The only way I can help them in that way, you know. But at the moment, they are like us.
What I have feared from superior devotees is that take more shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam, take more association of the devotees. That definitely, materially it may seem like, but at the end, if we take shelter of the devotional service, Prabhupada, I think the first canto of the first chapter of Bhagavad Gita says that Jayastu Pandu Putranam Esham Pakshe Janardhana. The Pandavas underwent so many sufferings, not because of their karma, but just because Krishna was always on their side, they were able to come victorious. So I think, or what I have heard from my superior devotees or from Srila Prabhupada's books is that definitely the astrological stars, they can't influence a person who is a practicing devotee. And maybe little bit due to their karma, but if we take shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam and Srila Prabhupada and all our previous acharyas that definitely the stars can't influence the person, because that is the verdict of the previous acharyas, Rupa Goswami, that for devotees the stars can't influence, that how much ever gato mukuntam, because sometimes Krishna wants us to leave the material attachments so that we take more shelter of the Lord. Maybe the material attachments sometimes an obstacle for me to come towards closer to the Supreme Lord. So that time the Lord arranges in such a way that those attachments goes away and we take more shelter, coming more closer to the Supreme Lord. And definitely the Acharya's words never go false, that the stars cannot influence a devotee, a pure devotee. And for practicing devotees, yes, that's what, for practicing devotees, this is what happened. When the Lord wants us to come closer towards Him, He sometimes like give test so that we will leave those attachments. What happens is, sometimes for practicing devotees, because we are not able to give up our anarthas fully, we want devotional service also. At the same time, we want sense gratification or material enjoyment, like whatever we can name. So either we can go any one path, like we can't choose both. So that time the Lord gives tests in such a way that we go only towards the Lord and leave this sense gratification. So that's all. So I think Mataji raised hands first. Okay.
Mataji.
Thank you
for your class, which is very, very interesting. I just want to speak about what I observed since I am in Krishna consciousness. I have observed very often that mother and daughter are really having conflictual relationship, even if both are in Krishna consciousness. How is that possible? It seems sometimes that it's even worse than when they were. I cannot explain that. Can you?
Mother and daughter having conflict in the relationship, right? In Krishna consciousness.
I observe that very often.
Yeah.
So I am very perplexed about it. I am wondering, I don't find answers. Why it seems to aggravate? I mean.
In that case, taking guidance from mature mothers who are lived and who have brought up children, and who are in a nice way, taking guidance from them and taking association from them will be very beneficial. Mature mothers, that's very important. It always happens, there's some conflict in the relationship. It's not like sometime, it's not new, but taking guidance, like where am I going wrong, where my daughter is going wrong. If we take guidance, proper guidance from mature grihastha mothers who are living long life in their ashrama, and who can guide you better, so you can take guidance from them.
This is an observation. I mean, it's an observation because I heard it very often from different different families. I mean, it's not
because
it's not an isolated case. I mean, it's I hear very often.
It's a particular case, it's a particular situation you're speaking about, so that we can't speak in a general. So when you like take guidance from mature mothers, like definitely I feel that they will guide, they can guide you in the right path.
Since you're discussing about the influence of, you know, the astrological calculation, this and that, I was wondering, Matai, sometimes I have seen like devotees haunted by ghosts, and I have also heard like there are ghosts in the temple room also. So how is it like? Normally I see like whenever there is a holy name being chanted, the ghost go away from that place. And then when I hear, I'm not sure whether that's true, but I have heard from like many people.
I have heard from devotees the same thing. But I think the chanting of Mahamantra, because Prabhupada, I think in Leelamrita, in I don't know where it is, like Prabhupada goes to what is that we call? Yes, so then he chants and then he says that, yeah, now the ghost went away. So even in this case also, for a week, because the if we feel like, okay, someone is haunted by ghost, like if you know someone, like, okay, you feel like something, then as a good well-wisher, we can always keep them in association of devotees, because sometimes for a weaker person, like it's mentioned that for a weaker person, they are easily haunted by the ghost. And that's how they say that, like, don't go in this time, in these places. Like, for example, pregnant mothers are not allowed because they are weak in those period. It is there. Maybe people don't believe, the modern the society, they don't believe. But Shri Prabhupada says, like, when they are weak, they were easily haunted by ghosts. So in that case, as a good well-wisher, we can always keep them in the association of devotees, so that, like, what is we say, the shloka, when Krishna is there, the maya goes away, darkness goes away. So same way, we always keep that particular person in the association of devotees. And I'm sure that there are so many pujas being done to our Narsingh Dev. And I have heard that we can chant Gajendra Moksham. So many prayers that can help us in Krishna consciousness way. But nothing to do with pure devotional service. When we are rigid, when you are determined in our path to progress in our devotional service, definitely there will be tests. But somehow we cry for the mercy of our predecessor acharyas, Srila Prabhupada, and our spiritual master and all the devotees. It is like a student who is an outstanding student. Obviously the teachers want him to come first, and that student will be given more tests. So the same way, when we want to progress in our devotional service, definitely there will be so many tests. It's something like this, how a student gets so many tests, because it's not an easy thing that, okay, I'm practicing devotional service, everything is fine, I can go back home, back to Godhead. It's not so. I mean, the process is easy. What is the process we can follow? It is very easy. And there will be definitely tests. And Prabhupada mentions in the 9th chapter of Srimad Bhagavad Gita that devotional service means constantly waging war against the illusory energy of the Lord. It's a constant tug of war between us and the illusory energy of the Lord. The illusory energy is not like something, she's Krishna's energy. Daivihi esha gunamavi mama maya duratyaya. This my divine energy, Krishna says. So it's not like easy thing that we can win over and go. And for that, if we seek the mercy of all our acharyas, because one side is our endeavor, the other side is the mercy of devotees. And that's how we can progress in our devotional service. It's not like only the mercy works, like it's both our endeavor and also the mercy of the devotees. Hare Krishna, I think you're satisfied. Thank you so much. Srimad Granthraj Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, ISKCON Guru Vrinda ki jai, Gaur Premanande Hari.